Barbara, let's talk a little bit about this global catastrophe that occurred 11,500 years ago.
Right. I wrote a book in 2001 called Catastrophobia, and it was a study with a couple of scientists at Oxford, and I'm not a scientist, obviously, and what I was interested in is how have Earth changes affected human consciousness. So it's basically a study of how Earth changes have affected our consciousness for the last 20,000 years. And what these scientists believe is that there was a gigantic cataclysm 11,500 years ago, which is 9,500 B.C., and what happened was fragments from the Vela supernova came into our solar system and affected the whole solar system as well as Earth. And what seems to have happened, and this, of course, is some people know of this as the fall of Atlantis or the end of the mastodons and the saber-toothed tigers. Mm-hmm. But what seems to have happened is we seem to have gone through just almost a near obliteration on this planet. And then after that occurred, then we had 4,000 years of survivalism and started to recover ourselves. And so when the opportunity to write about the Mayan calendar came forth, it was really fantastic that I had already written that book, because that issue, which, you know, this previous cataclysm is actually a big part of what we're experiencing now. And the reason it's a big issue is that if you work with the theory of time acceleration, the basic theory posits that what we're doing in our current moment is we're processing all this stuff from the past. And so in my own book previously, I'd come up with the conclusion that we are a multi-traumatized species, and that one of the reasons we're so violent and abusive as a species on this planet is because we have not processed the issue of the cataclysm. And so what the Mayan code is saying is time acceleration is forcing us to process this inner trauma, and that's one of the reasons why the planet is so violent and in such bad condition at the current moment.
Now, tell me about time acceleration. What do you mean by that exactly? We've talked about it here.
Yeah. According to Kalaman, we have 9 underworlds since 16.4 billion years ago. And each one of them is 20 times shorter, so that the next one after 16.4 billion years is 800 million years long. But those are time spans that are hard for us to comprehend. And so if we come up to more recent times, we had a time acceleration approximately 100,000 years ago, which was basically the Paleolithic era, when we first started becoming something that we recognize as human. And then we had another one 5,125 years ago, which is the development of history. Then another one starting in 1755 AD, and then another one in 1999. And the idea behind this, George, is that each one of these underworlds, these periods of time, has 13 stages, and each one of these stages has a certain way that it functions. And so when we're in the middle of a certain stage in our current underworld, since 1999, which is called the galactic underworld, where we are right now drags up the stuff from the past so that we can process it. And this has turned out to be amazingly prophetic, because the period of time that we're in right now corresponds to approximately 1932 AD, or it corresponds to about 434 AD. So if you go back to 1932, as you well know, we're in the middle of the Depression.
Right.
Right, and we're in the middle of very, very dark times. And then if we go back to 434 AD, this is right after the fall of the Roman Empire, and this is when Europe fell into the Dark Ages. And so the outrageous thing about this theory is that Kalaman is saying you can look at where you are right now from 1999 through 2011, and you can take that moment in time, and you could telescope it back into the past, which is what I did in this book, in order to predict what might be happening. And that's what I mean when I say the predictions are turning out to be so accurate. Because it's
now,
just a technique, but it works.
Are you saying time repeats itself?
Well, this is another interesting thing. Kalaman and I do not look at this from a cyclical, circular way. We look at it as like a spiral that's getting tighter and tighter and tighter. So that it isn't like time repeats itself. It's just that the time acceleration factor intensifies the issue that needs to be dealt with. if that makes sense at all. In other words, what we're saying is the same issue was going on in 1932 that's happening now, or back in 434 AD. But the difference would be that we're dealing with that period of time in only 1 year, instead of 19 years, or instead of 396 years. And then if you go back further with these underworlds, the periods of time are longer and longer and longer. So it's like an ever-tightening spiral that's forcing us to, like, go to another stage of our evolutionary potential.
Now, with astrology, and you're an astrologer, mm-hmm. how does that correlate to this kind of work, which has some kind of science behind it?
Yeah, this work is very scientific, and as far as I'm concerned, astrology is also, and quite a few other people agree with that. But the only way that you can look at, see, astrology really is circular, where the planets keep going around and the solar system goes around the galaxy. It's not a spiralic system. And so when I brought astrology into this, what I was doing was I was actually testing Kalamann's theory. Because in my experience with human beings, if the astrological transits aren't there, people don't change. Like a really classic example would be how people change during their lifetime as far as the transits of Saturn go. And so as an astrologer, we watch to see what those transits are in order to see what potential change might be happening with people. And so if Kalamann was right about his theory, the astrology ought to show it, and as a matter of fact, it does. But, of course, that was a whole appendix, just explaining that one in detail. Like, right now, we're in the middle of a really intense time because we've had Pluto on the galactic center. And we just had Pluto conjunct Jupiter on the galactic center a couple of weeks ago.
Well, how would that have anything to do with anything in life?
Okay, well, number one, the basic premise here is that this evolutionary time factor is coming out of the galactic center. Then the planet Pluto, according to astrology, is the planet that triggers the greatest level of depth and change within ourselves and transformation. Then Jupiter rules expansion of consciousness. And so when you get Jupiter conjunct Pluto on the galactic center, what it implies is that we're going through a very, very deep and radical level of expansion of our consciousness, which I'm really observing in people. Very definitely.
Talk a little bit about the prophecy behind some of this, Barbara. Are there some past things, again, you can tell us to point out how accurate this might have been? And then go into the future?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you, like, for example, regarding, the first question would be, are these underworlds real? I mean, can you see evidence for them? And so, if you go back 100,000 years ago, if you pick up any anthropology book, every one of them is going to say, suddenly hominids changed. Suddenly, proto-humans changed, and suddenly they became spiritual and they started burying their dead and stuff like that. And then if you go back to 3116 BC, around 5,000 years ago, if you take any history book, it'll say suddenly civilization showed up all over the place. And so there's a tremendous amount of evidence for what Kalamann is actually saying. And then also scientific proofs are starting to come in since his material was published.